Demon Pizza, your energy for the best pizza in the underworld. Batwings, Baby Mushroom Eyes, Newt Tails, Mandragora, Dragon. No, I'm sorry, we don't have pineapple right now. Peanut butter, Blood or garlic sauce? Excellent. Crustless with extra cheese? We can do that. You can come pick it up in about 15 minutes. Don't worry, it's long enough. We flame it just enough to cook it thoroughly. We'll see you then. Thank you. Demon Pizza, your treat to eat a hot pizza from the underworld. Six all meat all the time, thin crust, extra sauce. Hold the garlic, okay? Welcome back, ma'am. It's always a pleasure taking your order. No, our employees are still not on the menu. Yes, ma'am. It'll be ready at the regular time. Will you be feeding all of your daughters tonight, then? We don't need another incident like last time. Okay, very good, Lady Demi. Eight pizzas it is. Thank you. Demon Pizza, temptation in pizza form. What can we tempt you with today? Cheese pizza with garlic sauce, garlic crust, extra garlic, and garlic butter. Would you like extra garlic powder sprinkled over it? Thank you. It'll be... Oh, and garlic knots, extra garlic. Yes, sir. It'll be ready for you in about 15 minutes. Thank you for your order. Demon Pizza, sinful delight in every bite. What can we make for you? Family size, triple inferno cheese with goblin peppers, extra sauce this time, and a side of slime sauce breadsticks. Of course, sir. We're always happy to serve. It'll be ready for you by the time your servant gets here. Of course, sir. We still have some of the Scream Cola left. We've been saving it just for you, after all. Thank you, sir. We're a little busy tonight, aren't we? You're okay with everything so far, right? We've got a lot of unusual ingredients for your world, after all. Then again, you're the best pizza chef we've had now that we're making pizzas in the human realm. Yeah, our last pizza chef didn't make it out when our home was lost, and all the demons we've hired since have been just complete incompetent chefs. Good at customer service, but cooking? Not so much. What's that? Yeah, here's the peanut butter. Really? You're really enjoying your time here? I think you're fitting in quite well, too. At first, I wasn't really sure about hiring a human. Especially with how much tension there's been between our people since we've been forced to come to your world. Demons like us aren't exactly widely accepted, after all. You seem to be a bit different, though. You seem to understand that most of us are just trying to do our jobs and get by day to day, just like you. Ah, so you have a demon girlfriend. That makes a bit more sense. You'll have to tell me how that came around sometime. If only more humans saw things the way you did. Then again, I think your diversity is one of your best qualities. It's just too bad that you humans seem to refuse to work together so often. And that is one of our best qualities. If it'll get our jobs done, we will work with our most hated enemies with a perfect smile for hundreds of years, if not thousands, until it's complete, just for the satisfaction of a job well done. Nowhere near the diversity, though. You've probably noticed that we're more caste-based in what little demonic races we have in our ranks, in our society. Yeah, the more energy you have, the higher rank you are, the higher level you are. And all of that, the better off you are, the more powerful you become. And you get to push around the lower ranks, like me. Myself, well, as a manager of a small demon pizza company, I've got a little clout, but nowhere near as much as even the most basic of monsters already in your world. I'm much higher than the common street demons, though. But, having started off as basically what you're doing, I try to remember not to look down on the lesser demons. It's not a common sentiment among most others, though. My horns, you think they're pretty? Thank you. They're a symbol of my status, and I've worked hard to grow them out as best I can, and I polish them so that they look good for the customers. You're not hitting on me, are you? Never mind, it doesn't matter. Enough about me. What about you? You said you have a girlfriend. What's she like? Does she burn in your heart like the fire pits of Merkul? Well, they were magnificent. Every day at the same time, they would spout fire into the air like geysers for miles. And you could see them across the valley. The lava baths there were amazing and so relaxing. I was only able to go a few times, but they were worth the trip. I'm sorry, I'm reminiscing about our lost home. I was never able to take a trip to your world, but the few days off in my lifetime, that's where I went. And either way, our world is lost to us now, and you're mostly cold, frigid world is what we have to deal with now, with all this brightness and greenery. And don't get me wrong, it's nice in its own way. I miss the fire and the brimstone and the warmth. Homesickness. In all of my thousands of years, I've never been away from home or known any other way of life, so yes, this is a very new feeling, if that's what it's called, then that's what it is. Homesickness. I think that's another thing that we could learn from you humans. Adaptability. Bend down. Okay. What is this you're doing? Head pats. I don't understand. This feels weird. I'm warm inside all of a sudden. Unlike anything I've ever felt before. Are you trying to comfort me? Is this what this is? No, I'm not complaining, I don't understand. Why would you show kindness like that to a low-level demon like me? Because all life deserves kindness? We should get back to work. There are pizzas to be made and... Oh, you've made all of them already. I've worked my tail off for so many thousands of years making pizzas and running this shop that when we lost our home, I didn't know what else to do but open a pizzeria. It's all I've ever known. I don't even remember how I was born. I don't even remember if I was born. For all I know, I just suddenly started existing when a greater demon started craving pizza. That's been known to happen before, you know. The old queen was notorious for spawning lesser demons at a whim, for fulfilling random roles for short bursts, and then just letting them do whatever. I sometimes wonder if that's how I came into existence, since one of my first memories was serving the old queen a deep dish pizza loaded with so many toppings, it was almost as tall as my head. It was a magnificent pizza, but I neither remember making it, nor remember anything before that. I remember how to make it, though. I shouldn't worry about it. Why not? It really was a long time ago, wasn't it? Something like 20,000 years ago now, if I remember right. And I think you're right. I've made a bit of a name for myself, even if it's a small one. As far as I know, we are the only demon pizza company that survived, after all. And that means we have a standard to maintain, delivering all of our old pizzas at the quality people expect. New pizzas for new clientele. We have been getting in a lot of new inquiries lately for human and monster type pizzas. Like that pineapple and ham. I suppose that means our slogan isn't the most up-to-date anymore, now is it? So, What kind of pizzas do humans like to eat then? You'll bring in a few samples tomorrow? And you know someone that works with monsters? Oh, my dear precious human. You are like a breath of fresh sulfur in this pizzeria. I have a feeling you're going to recreate our menu into something spectacularly amazing. No, don't worry about the ingredients. I can get almost anything with my particular skill set. That's one of my special abilities, after all. And if you need anything, anything at all, just let me know, okay? You want to make a pizza to take home for your girlfriend, is that all? You can take home too, my dear, if you like. And I hope you both enjoy them thoroughly. She's a doctor. Then I recommend something more healthy and that you can both enjoy. Perhaps the thin crust with garlic sauce rather than the blood sauce. Extra cheese, maybe a little debatable, but always, always delicious. How about one with the demonic bacon and chicken, and the other with, the ever devilishly good potato and avocado. Who do you think came up with that combination, my dear? Excellent. You work hard here, so I'll go against my instincts to charge you for it. I'm kidding, of course. I wouldn't even dare. As an employee, you're authorized a pizza day as well as any undelivered or returned pizzas. And you haven't taken a single one, so please, help yourself. And if Glenda doesn't pick her pizza up again, as usual, take that one too. I'm really sick and tired of eating the same triple witch delight she always orders and never picks up. Back to taking orders then, I guess. And thank you, my dear human. Demon Pizza, your energy for the best pizza in the underworld. We can do that. Super deep dish, family size, all meat extra sauce. Hot and fresh, with all the ingredients you crave.